Državni izpitni center. Nacionalno preverjanje znanja 2018 iz angleščine. Slušno razumevanje.
Slišali boste dve besedili in ob tem reševali naloge. Vsako besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate prvo nalogo. Prisluhnite prvemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Robin, the brave knight. Robin was a knight who was always bored. He lived in a castle a long time ago. One day Robin came up with an idea. He visited his brother Richard and asked him, "Can you save two princesses in just one day?" Richard replied, "No. Can you?" Robin said, "Yes, of course I can. And if I don't save two princesses, I will give you my home." The next day, Robin left his castle before sunrise. On his way, he met a dwarf in a magic forest full of strawberries and apples. "Where can I find a princess to save?" Robin asked the dwarf. The dwarf answered, "I've got one at home. She doesn't feel well. She had one too many carrots for dinner. Carrots made the princess sick." Robin followed the dwarf to a little cottage. The princess was sleeping on the sofa. Robin kissed her on the lips. She opened her eyes and said, "Oh, my handsome knight, you have saved me. I am well again." And that was one princess. Robin took the princess to his castle and then returned to the forest. The dwarf told him that a beast had a beautiful princess locked away in a small room in his wooden house, deep in the forest. Robin soon found the house and opened the door. There was the beast.
"Who are you? What are you looking for?" asked the beast.
"They call me Robin. I am looking for the princess." When the beast saw Robin and his sword, he got so scared that he ran away. Robin rescued another princess. It was exactly midnight when Robin got back to the castle with the second princess. His brother Richard was waiting for him. "Well done, Robin. Now I see you can really save two princesses in one day." After a while, the first princess asked Robin, "When are we getting married?" "I want to get married too," said the second princess.
"What do you mean?" said Robin.
"You saved us both. Now you must marry us."
"Hang on. I can't marry both of you," said Robin.
"Okay then," said the princesses. "If you can't marry us, then you can at least look after us." And this is exactly what happened. The princesses moved into Robin's home, and Robin was working really hard to please them. He had to organize parties, clean the castle, and he never had a minute to himself. So with two princesses, Robin was not bored anymore. But he was not happy either.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Robin, the Brave Knight. Robin was a knight who was always bored. He lived in a castle a long time ago. One day Robin came up with an idea. He visited his brother, Richard, and asked him, "Can you save two princesses in just one day?" Richard replied, "No. Can you?" Robin said, "Yes, of course I can. And if I don't save two princesses, I will give you my home." The next day, Robin left his castle before sunrise. On his way, he met a dwarf in a magic forest full of strawberries and apples. "Where can I find a princess to save?" Robin asked the dwarf. The dwarf answered, "I've got one at home. She doesn't feel well. She had one too many carrots for dinner. Carrots made the princess sick." Robin followed the dwarf to a little cottage. The princess was sleeping on the sofa. Robin kissed her on the lips. She opened her eyes and said, "Oh, my handsome knight, you have saved me. I am well again." And that was one princess. Robin took the princess to his castle and then returned to the forest. The dwarf told him that a beast had a beautiful princess locked away in a small room in his wooden house, deep in the forest. Robin soon found the house and opened the door. There was the beast.
"Who are you? What are you looking for?" asked the beast.
"They call me Robin. I am looking for the princess." When the beast saw Robin and his sword, he got so scared that he ran away. Robin rescued another princess. It was exactly midnight when Robin got back to the castle with the second princess. His brother Richard was waiting for him. "Well done, Robin. Now I see you can really save two princesses in one day." After a while, the first princess asked Robin, "When are we getting married?" "I want to get married too," said the second princess. "What do you mean?" said Robin. "You saved us both. Now you must marry us." "Hang on. I can't marry both of you," said Robin. "Okay then," said the princesses. "If you can't marry us, then you can at least look after us." And this is exactly what happened. The princesses moved into Robin's home, and Robin was working really hard to please them. He had to organize parties, clean the castle, and he never had a minute to himself. So with two princesses, Robin was not bored anymore. But he was not happy either.
S tem je zaključena prva naloga. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate drugo nalogo. Prisluhnite drugemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Annie's letter.
Annie, can you help me with the dishes, please?
I can't, Mum. I'm busy. Ask Jack. He's watching a cartoon in the living room.
No, Annie, it's your turn. Come to the kitchen right now. I still haven't finished the cake for Jack.
Oh, Mum, the dishes can wait, but I can't. Come to my bedroom.
Really, Annie, what possibly is so important that you can't do me a favour and wash the dishes?
Don't you know, Mum? Christmas is on the 25th of December, and I still haven't got the letter for Santa. And today is the 10th. I've only got 15 more days.
Oh, Annie, there's no need to worry about that. You've got plenty of time for writing a letter to Santa.
But, Mum, I can't write as nicely as you. Can you write a letter for me, please?
Honey, you're only 6 and Santa knows that. Besides, you can draw a picture for him. When Santa gets your picture, he'll know what you want for Christmas. He also knows that you like reading picture books and playing with a dollhouse. Isn't that what you want?
Well, I'd like books and a doll's house, but this year it's a puppy that I would like. Mum, can I borrow your sheets of coloured writing paper?
Of course you can.
Great! I'm going to write a letter to Santa, and maybe I can add a little drawing to it. Let's see. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer or an elf with a cute blue hat. And I've still got special dark green ink I can write with. It's much better than the blue one for the letter.
I prefer blue ink, but it's up to you. Before you actually get down to work, go to the kitchen and do what I have told you to do and... Don't give me that look, young lady.
Oh, it's not what you think, Mum. It's the address. I don't know where exactly Santa lives. I'm 100% sure that he lives at the North Pole. Uncle Bill says so. Maybe he knows the address. I'll call him. Have you got his phone number? Is there a postcode for the North Pole? And Mum, if I get...
Oh, Annie, just write the letter and I'll make sure Santa gets it.
Mum, do you think Santa ever gets a holiday for his hard work? And if he does, I'm sure he takes his elves and reindeer with him. And then they all enjoy themselves sitting on the sandy beach and the elves are busy building sandcastles and the reindeer rest under the palm trees.
Annie, stop daydreaming and let's go to the kitchen.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Annie's letter.
Annie, can you help me with the dishes, please?
I can't, Mum. I'm busy. Ask Jack. He's watching a cartoon in the living room.
No, Annie, it's your turn. Come to the kitchen right now. I still haven't finished the cake for Jack.
Oh, Mum, the dishes can wait, but I can't. Come to my bedroom.
Really, Annie, what possibly is so important that you can't do me a favour and wash the dishes?
Don't you know, Mum? Christmas is on the 25th of December and I still haven't got the letter for Santa. And today is the 10th. I've only got 15 more days.
Oh, Annie, there's no need to worry about that. You've got plenty of time for writing a letter to Santa.
But, Mum, I can't write as nicely as you. Can you write a letter for me, please?
Honey, you're only 6 and Santa knows that. Besides, you can draw a picture for him. When Santa gets your picture, he'll know what you want for Christmas. He also knows that you like reading picture books and playing with a dollhouse. Isn't that what you want?
Well, I'd like books and a doll's house, but this year it's a puppy that I would like. Mum, can I borrow your sheets of coloured writing paper?
Of course you can.
Great! I'm going to write a letter to Santa, and maybe I can add a little drawing to it. Let's see. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer or an elf with a cute blue hat. And I've still got special dark green ink I can write with. It's much better than the blue one for the letter.
I prefer blue ink, but it's up to you. Before you actually get down to work, go to the kitchen and do what I have told you to do and... Don't give me that look, young lady.
Oh, it's not what you think, Mum. It's the address. I don't know where exactly Santa lives. I'm 100% sure that he lives at the North Pole. Uncle Bill says so. Maybe he knows the address. I'll call him. Have you got his phone number? Is there a postcode for the North Pole? And Mum, if I get...
Oh, Annie, just write the letter and I'll make sure Santa gets it.
Mum, do you think Santa ever gets a holiday for his hard work? And if he does, I'm sure he takes his elves and reindeer with him. And then they all enjoy themselves sitting on the sandy beach, and the elves are busy building sandcastles, and the reindeer rest under the palm trees.
Annie, stop daydreaming and let's go to the kitchen.
S tem je zaključena druga naloga. Končano je slušno razumevanje. Zdaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.